All right, Chavo Say. Good evening. Today's daf is Chav Gimel. Excuse me. We are starting at the Gemara on Chav Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Taimo, Dehikri V'Acheres Tachtel. So, Meir and Rabbi, we're talking about over here the situation of a person who sets aside a chatos, and then ultimately, again, the chatos is lost. So thank you so much. Sponsorships. Yes. Thank you to the sponsors of our shir tonight. Yonah and Shushi Ehrenfeld, the memory of Yonah's grandfather, Joseph Ehrenfeld, Yosef and Shmuel Aaron. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Shem will have an aliyah and the family in the Chama. So remember again, we're speaking in the sugya over here. If a person sets aside a chatos, the chatos is lost. One subsequently designates a replacement chatos, and then again, the ensuing machlokas. So the Gemara says, Taimud de hikriv acheres tachteho. The reason ultimately why the remaining chatos is left to die is because ultimately one separated out an additional chatos. Halo hikriv, excuse me, that a chatos was offered. Halo hikriv acheres tachteho roa. But had you had a situation ultimately again where a supplemental chatos or a replacement chatos would not have been offered, when you found the first one, it would not be left to die. Instead, what? Instead, it would be left to graze and again develop a mum, sell it off. So, Mani, whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbanani, the Amra Abu the Bishas Afrasha Roa. This reflects the view of the Rabbanan who hold that any chatas animal that was lost at the time of designation, in other words, that it was lost at the time that the replacement animal was designated, if you find the original animal Roa, it is set out to graze. Emo Seifa, but look at the end of the Mishnah. Hamafrish Mos Lachatas Va'abdu. If one said, remember this was the second part of the Mishnah, where instead of speaking about setting aside an animal, the Mishnah discusses the halachas concerning setting aside money. Hamafrish Mos Lachatas, if one went ahead and set aside money for a carbon chatos, Va'abdu, he lost the money, Ve'hefreshachirim Tachtayim, and you went ahead and you made additional monies. You set aside additional monies. So what's the halacha? Yavi me'elo ve'elo. So when you bring a chatos, you have to bring a chatos that's a combination of both of these monies. V'hashar yiplu l'nedava. And the remaining money ultimately is left for nedava. Taima me'elo me'elo. So ultimately, again, the halacha is that you have to bring from both of the money set aside from chatos. Ha'avi me'echad. But if you were to only bring from one of the groups of monies, right, one of the piles of money, so hasheni yolich yamamelach. Ultimately, again, the second, the leftover money, would be left in the Yam HaMelech, would ultimately, again, be thrown away. Remember, again, when it comes to money, Yolich Yam HaMelech is the lashon of not getting any hanah from it. Ason the Rebbe. So that seems to reflect the view of Rebbe. Well, that the Amar Avud B'Shas HaFrasha Mesa. Rebbe is of the opinion, he holds, that any animal that is lost, that is still lost, at the time that its replacement is set aside, is designated, is left to die. If the original animal is found, it's subsequently left to die. Well, if you set it up that way, Reisha Rabbanan Maseva Rebbe. The Reisha reflects the view of the Rabbanan, the Maseva reflects the view of Rebbe. Now, we know we normally don't like to set up a Mishnah like that. We like to have a Mishnah that reflects one, what's the word? Consistent view throughout the entire Mishnah. So, honey, chalav rav huna do amrav huna amrav, top of chav gimel, hakam odim shem mashach achos vikriva. So everyone agrees that halacha l'maaseh, if you literally mashach means you pulled. You went ahead and you took one of the animals to be offered up, and you offered it up. Shashnia mesa, that ultimately, again, the second animal is in fact left to die. So mashkachas la, you could set up the case, kigon shem mashach achos mehen, where you went ahead and you actively took one of the animals to offer it up as a chatos, vihikriv, and you went ahead and you offered it, and then subsequently the other animal is found. V'divri akol, and everybody would agree that halacha l'maisa, it's left to die. Ela l'Rebbe, el Rabbi Abba Amarav, Damar akol modim miskaper b'she'ina avuda. But according to Rabbi Abba, it says in the name of Rav, that everybody agrees, b'miskaper b'she'ina avuda, that if you go ahead and you achieve kapara, i.e. you offer the animal that was not lost, that if you subsequently find the lost animal, sha'avuda mesa, that the animal that was lost and now found is allowed to die. Aman nechlaku. So ultimately, again, what will they argue about? Aman nechlaku. B'miskaper ba'avuda. So we'll say ultimately, again, they'll argue on the case where one achieves kapara through the lost animal. So the situation over here would be, you had a chatos, you lost it, you go ahead and you designate the replacement animal, but before you offer up the replacement animal, you find the original animal that was lost, and then you decide to use that original animal as your chatos. The Rebbe Sava, Rebbe will hold, mafush le'ibud ki'ibudami. Rebbe says that any animal that is designated to replace an animal which was lost has the same status as the lost animal. But Rabbanan Savri Lav Kibudami, and the Rabbanan will say no, that just because an animal was designated to replace a lost animal, it does not immediately take on the identity of that lost animal. If that's the case, Reisha Stamlan Kirabbanan, Seifa Stamlan Kirabbi. The Reisha seems to reflect the view of the Rabban, and the Sefer reflects the view of Rabbi. Umay Kamash Malon. So what's the Chiddush here? The Pligi. So you're going to tell me that the Chiddush here is that Rabbi and the Rabban have a disagreement? We know that. It's the Pligi Rabbi Rabbanon. Behedja Katani. We learned that already explicitly. Behedja Katani La Machlokis Rabbi Rabbanon Besefa. The Machlokis Rabbi and the Rabban was explicitly stated at the end of the Mishnah. Hamafrish Chatos Va'avda. Vehifrish Acheres Tachtel. If one went ahead and separated the animal for a Chatos, and then it was lost, and then you went ahead and you designated a replacement animal. And I will say, before you got a chance to offer up the replacement animal, you find the original animal which was lost. So ultimately, again, now, mamash, you have two animals standing right in front of you. We'll say, right across from Tosfos, the Rebbe. So, shtehen omdos, achos mehenti karev, ushnia tamos de Rebbe. Rebbe says, one of them you offer, and Rebbe will agree that halacha lemaisa, you could choose whichever one you want to offer, but halacha lemaisa, again, the one that you don't offer is ultimately left to die. V'cham v'cham say, ein chatos mesa, ela shenim teis ma'achar shekipru bailim. The Chacham Rabbah say, Rabbi Abin, see, the point of contention over here is that Rebbe will hold that halacha lemaisa, a replacement chatos that is not offered is left to die. The Rabbanan will say the only time that a chatos offering is left to die is when it's found after atonement has been achieved. Right? So if you find the chatos after, again, the chatos obligation has already been fulfilled, that animal is left to die. Vein mos halchos hamamelach. And similarly, again, when it comes to chatos money, you will not cast chatos money into the hamamelach. Ela shenimtzu mi'achar shekipru bailim. Again, we'll say same idea. Essentially, we'll treat money like animals. And just like in the view of the Chachamim, the only time you'll ever allow a chatos to die is when? Is halacha lemaisa. If you find the animal after atonement has been achieved, so to halacha lemaisa, same thing applies with money. If you set aside money, lost the money, set aside replacement money, and then ultimately again found the money, if you found the original money before the replacement money was used, then again, halacha lemaisa, the leftover money is not, or I should say, the additional money is not sent to Yam HaMelech. If the additional money, or if the original money is found before any amount of money is used, then halacha lemaisa, you could bring from either one according to the Rabbanon. So hakamash malon davarze machlokes rabbi v'rabbanon. Ultimately, again, inachinami, the Bryce is just coming to really highlight, to reinforce that this is the point of contention between Rabbi and the Rabbanon. Ultimately, again, according to Rabbi, halacha lemaisa, any time that you have more than one chatos, the one you don't use is left to die, according to the Rabbanon. And the only time that a chatos is left to die is when, the same applies with money also, is if already one of the chatos offerings or animals was already offered up, and then you find the original animal, then it's left to die. Gufa, the Gemara goes back and analyzes, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, HaKomodim Shemashach Achos Vikri. But everyone agrees that if you took one of the animals and you offered it up, Shashnia Mesa, that ultimately the second animal is left to die. Lo nechleku ella beba limloch. Rabbi say, this is incredible. So now, where does the machlokes come up? In a situation, halacha lemaisa, where the owner of the animals asked the shayla. He's asking the shayla, which animal should I ultimately use for my karban? The Rebbe savar lo aser takana b'kodshim. Rebbe says, in general, we do not go out of our way to help matters of kodshim. You'll see what that means in just a moment. We say to him, the truth is, you should go ahead and achieve atonement, use the animal that was never lost as the karban chatos, and then the animal that was lost and now found, you'll leave it to die. So, but Rabbanan Savri asu takana b'kachim. The Rabbanan saying that when it comes to kachim, we help out. In other words, we give etzus so as to be able to benefit the owner. See, Rabbo said, it's actually a fascinating discussion. If you look at Rashi over here, Delo Asu Takana Bekachim, it's in the wide lines, about 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom of the wide lines. Delo Ichpaslon, Imaisushnia, Va'amino Lezila Chabre B'Shein Avuda. So Rabbi says, listen, Kachim doesn't benefit one way or the other. So Aloch Lamais, if Kachim doesn't benefit, we don't go out of our way to give the guy the answer that's going to benefit him. That's Rebbe. The Rabbanon will say that no, halacha lemaisa, even if the eitzah won't benefit kodshim, if it benefits the individual, we will go ahead and give that eitzah. To which the Bar Minalah, and therefore we say to him, Hiskaper Ba'avuda, we tell this guy, listen, you should use the animal that was lost and now found as the Karban Chatos, v'she'ina avuda tira. And ultimately, the one that was never lost, just allow it to graze, develop a mum, and then you could sell it. Mosib Rav Meshar Shia, so Meshar Shia raises a kasha. V'lo asu takana b'kachim. Is that true? That when it comes to kachim, there's an opinion that holds that we don't help people out in giving them an eitzah that is beneficial to them. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, yochlu, so we'll say this is actually by shiari mincha. Remember again, karba mincha? We'll say, right, doesn't it feel so wonderful to learn about karbanos in the aftermath of Tisha B'Av? Right, Unashama Parim Svasenu. Right, we're talking about waiting for Mashiach for the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have to wait. Actually, we have Karbanos tonight. Karbanos tonight. Incredible. So the Gemara says as follows. By the Shara Mincha. So Karban Mincha, flower offering. Komets, Kmitza, three fingerfuls is put on the Mizbeach. The rest of it is consumed by the Kohanim. So the Pasik by Mincha says Yochlu or Yochelu. Yochlu, Banasar Simena, Yochlu Aron Ubanav Matzos Te Achel. So Yochlu Matamulam, what does that come to teach us? Melamechim Haisachilamu Etes, Ochlin Imachulin Etruma. So we'll say, it teaches us as follows, that Aloch Elamaisa, if there's only a little bit of Mincha left, we tell the coin to supplement it with Chulin or with Truma, Kadeshe Tehei Ne'echelas Al Hasova. In order that when he goes ahead and consumes the Truma, the Mincha, the leftover parts of the Mincha, that he is satiated. Part of the concept of karbanos is that it's ne'achal al hasova. The idea is that it should be an act of eating that satiates. You know, we know this halacha most acutely where? The Karban Pesach, right? The whole din of Karban Pesach is Karban Pesach ne'achal al hasova. You had your shlamim, you had anything else, you only ate our Karban Pesach at the end. That's why even today, right, when we eat the afikoman is the dessert, right? It's what we eat at the end. So the Pasuk over here says, Yochlu teaches me that when I eat the leftovers of the mincha, I should eat it in a way which provides satiation. Is that a word? Satiety? Satiety? Satiety. Okay, good. Satiety. So I'll say, so, Sahaloch Lamaisa, therefore, what if there's not enough of the Shiare Mincha? So we tell the coin, listen, go ahead, fill up a little bit on Truma, fill up a little bit on Chulin. Kadeshaytin Achalas Alasova. Yochlu. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Yochlu? Matamalomar. Shem Haisa Achila Meruba in Ochlin Ima Chulin or Truma Kadeshaytin no Achalas Alagasa. And I will say, Yochlu means you have to eat the Karban Mincha, but you have to eat it in a bakavadik way to make sure that it does not become achila gasa, does it become overeating. Therefore, if there is a good amount of leftover mincha, we tell the kohen, do me a favor, don't eat it with any leftover, with any additional chulin or truma. So we'll say, so what do you see from here? Really focusing on the first case, there's not enough of a karban mincha to satiate, right? So what do we tell the kohen? Go eat some chulin. Now, both saying, here's the problem. How do you eat chulin? You can't bring chulin into the azara. So what do you do? What does the kohen do? The kohen will go outside of the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash. He'll eat his chulin. He'll get himself pretty full, right? And then he'll come back and he'll finish off the mincha. Both say, what are we doing? We're giving him an eitzah by kachim, right? We're giving him advice when it comes to sacrificial matters. And we just said before that, at least according to Rebbe, you don't go ahead and give advice. In other words, we give advice when it benefits Hekdish. We don't give advice when it benefits individuals. That's your problem. You figure it out. The halacha is not obligated to give regular people advice as to what benefits them. So my love, afilu Rebbe, but isn't Rebbe of the opinion over here that we will give the kohen advice to fill up on chulin, go out of the Beis HaMikdash, eat some chulin, and then come back and finish up your mincha? To which the Gemara says, "Lo Rabbanon." No, it in fact doesn't reflect the view of Rebbe. Rather, it only reflects the view of the Rabbanon. The Rebbe Abba Amar Rav Hakomol de Bemiskaper B'Sheina Avuda. Everyone agrees in the following case, where a person achieves kapara with the animal that was not lost. So we'll say again, it's all the same case. I separate animal as a chatos, I lose the chatos. I designate a replacement animal. I find the original animal before I slaughter the replacement animal. So what does Rav say? Rabbi Abba says the name of Rav. Everyone agrees that you use the animal which was not lost, b'she'ina avuda, and she'avud, you use the, in that case, you use the replacement animal as your chatos, she'avuda mesa, and ultimately again, the animal that was lost and now found is left to die. Everyone agrees in that case, says Rav, aman nechlekus, what do they argue about? Dimiskaper ba'avuda. So we'll say, they argue about the case where what happens if, again, same case, I separate out a chatos, I lose my chatos. Next step, designate the replacement. Before I get a chance to offer up the replacement, what happens? I find the original one. So ideally, Rav will say that Allah so we tell you to go ahead and stay the course. We'll say that's the Musar over here. Stay the course. You separated out the replacement animal, stay the course and offer it up. And what happens? Ultimately, again, the one that was lost and now found is left to die. Where does the machlokes come up? Where if instead of staying the course and using the replacement animal, you revert back to using the original animal, the one that you had, lost, and now found again. So we both say, so now I'm going to offer up that animal. What's the shayla? What do I do with the second animal, the replacement animal? The Rebbe Sever, Mafrish, Le'ibud, Ki'ibudami. Rebbe holds that ultimately an animal that was designated as a replacement animal for an animal that was lost, Halach Lamaisa, has the same status as a lost animal. And just like the lost Chatos is consigned to die, so too this animal will be consigned to die as well. But Rabbanan Sabri Lav Ki'ibudami, the Rabbanan Lehem say no, that Halach Lamaisa, an animal designated to replace a lost animal, does not have the same status as the lost animal itself. Tanan. So it says the Gemara, Hasheni Yira Achi Yistayabi Machar Bi'ipludam of Linadava. So we'll say, Halach Lamaisa, the Mishnah says over here, that a sheni yira, we let the second animal graze until it develops a mum. We both say, what are we talking about over here? So if you look at Rashi points out, a sheni yira gabe sir yom kippurim. Both say, this is a great case. It's a great case. What happens? Yom Kippur. You know, both say, this is incredibly auspicious. You know, the normally Melech writes that Yamim Noraim begins Matzei Tisha B'Av. That's it. It's like amazing. There's no rest for a Jew. Like there's mamish. Like there's no vacation. Right? I finished Tisha B'Av. Like the bagel's still between my teeth. And what happens now? It's already time to start doing Shuv Yamim Noraim. So incredible. So we will say we know this is by the Shtei Asirim. What's Allah about the Shtei Asirim? So remember again, the Kohen goes ahead and they bring two goats, two identical goats. One is Lashem, one is offered up on the Mizbeach, and one is La'azazel, one is pushed off the cliff. So what about in the following situation? We'll say, what happens if halacha lemaisa, you designate the animals? So again, remember, the coin draws the lots. One is going to be la'ashem, one is la'azazel. And what happens? You end up losing one of the animals. So we'll say, so there's a halacha by the seirim that you cannot just bring one more pair of one more animal. Instead, what do you have to do? You have to bring another pair. This is very interesting. So let's say, again, I drew the lots. And it turns out, I lost the seir la'azazel. It happens. Right, I lost this year la'azazel. So what do? Another two goats, another two lots. Now, obviously, what's going to end up happening over here? I have an extra animal. So watch this. Says the Gemara, Asheni yira achi istayv. So what do? About say so again. Remember. So let's assume I lost the seir la'ashem or the seir la'azazel to keep it easy. So I draw lots again for another seir la'azazel, but now I also have an extra seir la'ashem. So what do I do with that extra seir la'Hashem? What do? You let it graze till it develops a mum, and then what? Let it graze and then sell it off. Sell it off for nedava. She'in chatos tzibur mesa. Because Rabbi say a chatos of a tzibur never dies. Now the inference from that statement is hadi yachid mesa. Rabbi say what that sounds like, unlike the Rabbanon, is that ultimately the leftover chatos of a yachid can be left to die. Va'amarav ba'ali chayim ein nidachim. Rav says that Ba'ali Chaim are never set aside. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Ba'ali Chaim einu nidochin, v'lo nitcha harishon v'misas chavero, v'hu yikrov, v'sheni shebezug sheni yira. So we'll say, so this is a continuation of the previous statement. In other words, we'll say, you might have thought like this, in the case of Shtei Asirim, where I drew the lots, one was La'ashem, one was La'azazel. The one La'azazel dies or is lost. So now I have to bring another two goats. I might have thought that once the Sir La'azazel goes missing, its partner Sir La'Hashem is disqualified as well, to which the Gemara says, Ba'alei Chaim ein nidchin. It's not the way it works. Ba'alei Chaim, living animals, or I should say carbonic animals, are never set aside for non-use, or assuming they don't have a mom or something like that. Kishu miskaper, b'sheni shebezug risho miskaper. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, when I try to achieve kapara, I'm going to use the second animal of the first pair, which is another way of saying, I'm going to use the animal, the remaining animal from the first pair, right? B'sheni bezug risho miskaper, v'idach basra, and then the leftover animal, which is the additional animal from the second pair, ha'vilei kemafish li'ibud, has the status of an animal that was designated as a replacement for a lost animal. The time of the tzibur. And ultimately, again, the reason why it's let out to graze is because it's a tzibur animal. Had yochid mesa. Ultimately, again, but it appears that what? That halacha lemaisa, if this was an individual's carbon, then in fact it would be left to die. My love, afilu rabbanon. Does this not reflect the view of the Rabbanon? And the Rabbanon, you see that ultimately, halacha lemaisa, there is a concept of the chatas left to die. Lo Rebbe, the Gemara says, no, in fact, it reflects the view of Rebbe. Tanan, again, we learn in the Mishnah, mafrish chatas va'avda v'hikriv acheres tachteha. If a person went ahead and set aside a chatas, and he lost it, and he separated out the replacement animal in its stead, tamus. Ultimately, again, I will say, no, again, just so you understand the case, you find the original animal, so what's the halacha? The animal is left to die. Taima dekriva. Now, the reason that's so is why, because I will say, what's the case over here? The case over here is I separated out the chatos, I lost the chatos, I designated a replacement animal, I offered the replacement animal, and then I find the original animal. So what's the halacha? That chatos is left to die. But the reason it's left to die is why? Time of the kriva. The reason why it's left to die is because you already have a chatos that was offered. Haloi kriva, tira. Right? But ultimately, again, we're going to infer from this that if the chatos was not yet offered, then halacha lemaisa would allow the lost chatos to graze until it develops a mum. And yet, we see from here what? Lo shna miskaper ba'avuda, lo shna miskaper b'she'ina avuda. And the truth is, it makes no difference, in fact, which animal you choose to use. Whether you choose to use the original animal that was lost and now recovered, whether you choose to use the replacement animal, it would appear that the standard operating procedure is offer up a chatos, and the remaining chatos is left to graze until it develops a moment, at which point it is sold and its proceeds go to Hekdish. Lo shna mashach, lo shna lo mashach, to which the Gemara says, tiyofta de tarvayu. I will say the problem with this is this seems to go ahead and refute both the positions of Rebbe as well, bless you, as well as the Rabbanon, to which the Gemara says Milsa de psika le katani, Milsa de lo psika le lo katani. To which the Gemara says you're right. The Mishnah only included cases ultimately again where there is a resolute ruling according to the Rebbe, the Rabbanon, but does not include cases where there is not a resolute ruling. Good. Tanan hamafrish mos lechatos. If a person went ahead and separated out money for a chatos, va'avdu v'hifrish achirim tachteihem, and then a person went ahead, so we'll say this is the case of money now. I separate out $100 of my chatos. Then what happens? I lose the original $100, and I separate out the replacement $100. Va'achar kach nimtzu hama'os, and then afterwards what happens? I find the original money. They both say, now in this case over here, I have not yet purchased the chatos. So what do I have in front of me now? I have two bundles of money. Baruch Hashem, Shal Bizocha. Right? I have the original money that was lost and recovered and the replacement money. What's the halacha? Yavi me'elu u me'elu chatos. So we'll say you bring a chatos both made up of the monies of bundle one and bundle two. Vashar yiplu linedava. And the remaining monies ultimately again go to karban nedava. Taima. So we'll say, so this is the ideal. You're supposed to take monies from both of the groups. What happens if you didn't end up doing that? What happens if you just used bundle A, the original bundle, right? And you use that to purchase the chatas and you didn't use bundle B. What would be the halacha? It would appear that what? What would you do with bundle B? Throw it into the Dead Sea, right? You'd get rid of it. No, hano. Loshna miskaper ba'avuda, loshna miskaper b'shein avuda. And it doesn't sound like it makes any difference which of the bundles you actually use to achieve kapara. Loshna mashach, loshna lo mashach. Tiyufta d'tarvayu. And again, I will say this seems to refute both the positions of Rabbi and the Rabbanon. To which the Gemara says, hachinami, milsa de psika le katani, milsa de lo psika le lo katani. To which again the Gemara answers, we only include cases that have some type of resolute ruling. But cases themselves which do not have a resolute ruling, so we do not go ahead and include. To which the Gemara says, Amar Rabami, Hamafish Shnei Tziburim Ma'os Lachayis. We'll say this is now a different case. Quite fascinating as well. If a person goes ahead and separates, I will say, just, so I'll tell you the halacha, by the way, in this case, the way the Rambam paskins. This is in Hilchos Psuli Hamokdashin, Perak Dalit Halacha Gimel. So the Gemara says as follows. Hamafish chatoso v'avda. Okay, just go through the halacha. Person separates a chatos and it's lost. V'hifrish acheres tachteha. I designate a replacement animal. Okay, so here's case number one. V'nim says harishona. And now I find the first one. Now we'll say again, what's happening in this case? When do I find the first one? When? Before I offered up the second one. V'areshtein omdos. They're mamish both standing in front of me now at this moment. Mashach achas mishtehen v'niskaper ba. So what's I choose? See, interesting enough, according to the Lashon of the Rambam, I could choose whichever one I want for kapara, but ha'acheres tamus. Ultimately, again, the one you don't choose is left to die. So we'll say that's how the Rambam is paskening. So halacha lemaisa, there's two parts to this psak. Number one, which animal do I use? Whichever one I want. Number two, what happens to the remaining animal? Left to die. However, listen to this. Balihi malech, what happens if the guy asks a shayla? Such a rookie mistake. Who asks shaylas, right? Right? So what happens? Bala hamlich. So now if he comes and he asks, nu, which animal should I use? So omrim lo, she is kaper, bezu, shehefish, barishona. Say if he asks, we'll give him the eitzah. Because there is, I will say, a better strategy here. What's the strategy? Use the original animal. Use animal number one. Vashnia tira at she yipo bamum. Because then the replacement animal ultimately could be allowed to graze until it develops a mum. The yiplu da mehal nedava. And ultimately, again, the money goes ahead and goes to nedava. So I will say, so halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Ultimately, again, I just want to point out, the case that Rambam doesn't comment on, which is the case that almost everybody agrees with, which is, if you have the same case, but you don't find animal number one until after you shechted animal number two, that's already a chata shekipru ba'ala, and that animal is left to die. That's, you see, everybody's going to agree with that case for now, according to the Rambam. This case is more unique. Here, I lost animal one, got a replacement, found animal before I did anything. So Halach HaMaisa Rambam says, listen, if you don't ask, offer it up whichever one you want, and the remaining one is left to die. If you do ask, then we'll give you the beneficial Eitzah. And the beneficial Eitzah is use the original animal, and the replacement animal could be allowed to graze until it develops a mum. It's still Kodesh. Develops a mum, and ultimately, again, the money is used to go ahead and bring in a Dabba. So the Rambam brings other parts of this case, but not for now. Good. Says the Gemara. Hamafish, I'm Rabbi Ami. So we'll say, so this is a little bit of a different direction. Hamafish nesh tziburei maos lachrayis. One who goes in and separates out two bundles of money. And I will say, in this case over here, I am proactively setting aside two bundles of money for what purpose? Lachrayis. Whereas people, it's insurance. I set aside money to purchase a chatas, and I set aside a second bundle of money just in case I lose the first. Again, I haven't lost anything yet. So this is proactive. This is a proactive insurance policy. In case I lose bundle number one, bundle number two is already ready to be used. So what's talocha? Miskaper be'echel mehen. Vashini yiplu nedava. Ultimately, again, you go ahead and you use one of them. In other words, apparently the halacha seems to say you could use whichever one you want, and the second bundle goes for nedava. So what's interesting about this case over here is you might have thought that halacha lemaisa, since you're only separating out for insurance purposes, if nothing ever happens to the first, it should never become kodesh. No. Even being set aside as achrayis, as insurance for Kodesh money, for sacrificial money, endows you with sacrificial sanctity as well. So halacha lemaisa, you can use whichever bundle you want, but the insurance money must be used for nedava. To which the Gemara says, Aliba deman. Whose opinion does this reflect? Ilim aliba de Rebbe. If you want to say it's like Rebbe Pshita, the Ipulu nedava, that's obvious. Why? Ad kan lo kama Rebbe ela b'mafresh le'ibud. Because Rebbe only took the stricter stance where, when you were going ahead and actively consecrating a replacement animal for an animal that was lost. But if you're setting aside for insurance purposes, Moda, Rebbe will agree that you can use whichever one you want, and the remaining one goes to Nedava. So it must be that the novelty is according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, Pshitalei, Tiplu Nedava. According to Rabbanon, it's also obvious that it goes to Nedava. Why? Kavachomer. So ultimately, I will say, if in the case of mafrish li'ibud, which means, according to the Rabbanon, when you designate the replacement animal for an animal which has been lost, the replacement doesn't have the same status as the animal which was lost. So all the more so, la'achrayis mibayis, I will say, we're assuming over here, rightfully so, that the case of achrayis, where you're setting aside something for insurance purposes, is definitely going to be more lenient than when you set aside something for active replacement purposes. Rather, it must be that we need this statement for Rabbi Shimon. Why? You might have thought that maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to the concept that sacrificial money that was set aside for one purpose could be repurposed afterwards for nedava. Look at Rashi. Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Biidach Pirkin. Rabbi Shimon Abosai holds that there are five cases of chatas that are left to die, and he doesn't have a case of animals that are set out to graze. So I might have thought that even in the case of achrayis, of insurance, Rabbi Shimon would hold that halacha lemaisa, you have to take the leftover monies and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, that there's no such concept of leftovers monies going to nedava. to which the Gemara says, "Kamashvan desne nedava." Therefore, again, the ruling teaches us that no, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that halacha lemaisa, in this case, we have two bundles of money. One set aside is insurance for the second set aside is insurance for the first. That if you utilize one of them, the second one goes to nedava. Mi matis amrit lesa nedava, Rabbi Shimon. Can you possibly say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to the concept that the extra money would be set aside for nedava? Vatanya, we learned. Bosei taking us back to our Shkalim days. Shlosha asar shofros hayu b'mikdash. Another base of Mikdash Gemara, incredible. There were 13 shofros. Now, Bosei, remember again, that's the name of the collection boxes in the base of Mikdash. Why was it called the shofar? Because it was shaped like a shofar, wider at the top, narrower at the bottom, so that when you dropped money in, you couldn't get your hand in to get any money out. So the Gemara says, there were 13 shofros, and the shofros were each labeled. How are they labeled? Tiklin charetin, new shkalim, va'atikin, old shkalim, kinin, bird pairs, gozle, ola, bird offerings for ola, eitzim, money for wood, levona, frankincense, v'zov la'kapores. We'll say zov la'kapores, Rashi says over here, was for people who pledged money to klisharis. Right, if someone pledged money, ultimately, again, for service utensils, you put it into that shofar. V'shisha l'nedava. And ultimately, again, six of the shofros were used for nedava funds. V'tani Allah, and we learned about that. Shisha l'nedava li'ola haba min amosaros. We'll say, what does that mean, the six for nedavas? What kind of nedavas are we talking about? Oh, those are talking about situations of olos that were brought from Mosaros, that were brought from leftovers. But we're saying that leftovers could be a variety of different things. Leftovers could be situations like this where karbonos were lost, other karbonos were offered up, and then the original karbonos were found. Mosaros, as well, also could see, could be situations where there's leftover money. I set aside a certain amount of money for a karbon. The karbon ended up being less money than I thought it would be. You would go ahead and bring olos nedava. She'in or la kohanim, David Rabbi Yehuda. Because also when it comes to ultimately, again, olas nedavas, or nedavos, right? Olas nedavos that come from the mosaros. Those hides don't go to the kohen. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, Im Kain, Bat La Medrasha Shel Yehoyada Kohen. If that's the case, then you have negated the drasha of Yehoyada. What did Yehoyada Kohen say? Disanya, Zeh Medrash Darash Yehoyada HaKohen. This was the drasha that Yehoyada the Kohen made. Asham Hu. We'll say ultimately the pasuk is Asham Hu Kulo. Lahavi kol davar haba mimoser chataos vashamos comes to teach us that anything, not just the asham itself, but anything that comes from the mosar, from the leftovers of a chataos vashamos. Again, the easiest example of this is I set aside $500 to purchase an asham, and then what happens? Baruch Hashem, I got one for $300. Now, what about the $200? That's called mosar. That's called leftovers. So, what do you do with that? Likach b'damav olos habasar the shame. So I'll say ultimately again, I go ahead and I purchase with them olos. The meat is burned on the mizbeach. V'oros lakohanim, and the hides go to the kohen. Almo isle l'ndava l'Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, we'll say, what do you see? That Rabbi Shimon, in fact, does subscribe to the concept of ola. To which the Gemara says, still, we still need this halacha to teach me. Rabbi saying, again, remember, we're focusing very specifically over here as I set aside two bundles of money, right? One for the chatas, one for the insurance in case I lose the money. So what's the halacha? I use one of the bundles for the chatas and the other goes to nedava. We're now suggesting that the need for this statement was not according to the Rabbi, because that was obvious, not according to the Rabbana, that was obvious, but according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold up nedava. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon does hold up nedava. Rabbi Shimon does hold up leftover monies. Could go to nedava. So why do I need this statement? I'll tell you why. Sakadai tamina ki isle nedava. Rabbi Shimon bechad sidra. But say, when does Rabbi Shimon say that halacha lemaisa, leftover monies could go to nedava? That's bechad sidra. Look at Rashi. That's Rashi in that bechad sidra. Okay, go on. Hifrish shtei tzibure ma'os lechataso. So we'll say the example would be where halacha lemaisa, I went ahead and set aside two bundles of money for a chatos. The chatos became less expensive and I have leftover monies. So here I will say the leftover money is part and parcel of the same, the leftover money is part and parcel of the same carbon. Aval, top of chavdalid, betray sidri lo. But maybe ultimately again, betray sidri, for example, look at Rashi Gagon. Hefrish shnei tziburei maos la'achrayis. So here's what's interesting. When do I know that Rabbi Shimon holds that the mosar, the leftover sacrificial money, could go to nedava? That's when the leftover sacrificial money is inherent to the karban. I'm probably not using the right English, but I'll illustrate it. I set aside $500 for a chatas because I thought that's how much chatas costs. It turns out I got a chatas for $400. So the leftover money Rabbi Shimon holds that halacha lemaisa, I can go ahead and what? Use to purchase nedavas. But I might not have thought that Rabbi Shimon holds that the leftovers could go to nedava, for example, in this case, where I separate out two bundles of money. One is to purchase the chatas. I know exactly how much the chatas costs. Let's say the chatas is $400. So I have one bundle of $400 for the chatas, and I separated a second bundle of $400 as well as the insurance. I might have thought that halacha lemaisa, under those circumstances, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that you could purchase a nedava from the leftover money. That's what the Gemara calls trei siji. People say, you hear the chilik in this? You hear the chilik? Meaning, in the case number one, I'm setting aside too much money for the carbon itself. I made a mistake about the valuation, or I didn't even make a mistake. It's just the price of animals decreased. So I have leftover monies. That's what Mishnah holds. You can use the leftover monies for nedava. But I will say that's different than the case that the Braisa brought down. The case of the Braisa is, I know what a chatas is, I have chatas money, but I have supplemental money also, insurance money. But I would have thought that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that halacha lemaisa, the leftover money could be used for nedava. Kamashalim, that is not the case. Kamashalim, that Rabbi Shimon holds that even in that case, halacha lemaisa, the leftover monies can be used for nedava. We will say, how do we pass in halacha lemaisa? Because this is actually a great case. Right, what do? I went ahead, I have to bring a carbon chatos. I like to be on top of things, so I separated out $400 for the chatos and $400 for insurance money. Baruch Hashem, I used the money to purchase the chatos. What happens with the insurance money? Says the Rambam, Hilchos Psuli Hamakdosh and Parakeh Alocha. Hey, Hifrish Neit Sibure Maos La'achrayis. If you separated out two bundles of money, one to purchase the chatos, one for insurance, Miskaper Be'echod Mehem, you use one of the bundles to purchase your chatos. Vashini Yiplu Linadava. And the second bundle ultimately again can be used to purchase Karbanadava. We'll say Shkoyach. We'll stop over your top. We'll pick up top of Chavdalit Emir Tzashem tomorrow.